Here's El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
877-876, Phil, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome back to our show, our second hour here this evening, as we talk about recent comments by Rush Limbaugh concerning a woman testifying in support of President Obama's health care policy position on contraception for women. Limbaugh characterized her as a slut and as a prostitute. With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. He is a noted progressive, is a supporter of President Obama's position, is a supporter of contraception for women. But you find yourself not being able to resist considering your own daughter and your own wife sluts.
No, I never called my own wife. I never called my own wife a slut. You're right. I have thought of my wife as a slut. I've thought of my daughter as a slut. Is it my problem? I feel there are days when I need help, psychological help. But I also feel there are other days when the two of them are obviously, they're both, I don't know, they're both STDs waiting to happen is what I've said. And I
well, you're characterizing your daughter that way as a post-grad in gonorrhea really almost sounds hostile. And you've heard people say that you spying on your daughter, looking through the door to make sure, looking at her toilet activities.
Well, I'm very happy not to do that, Phil, if she will provide for me a photograph.
And then wanting a picture of her sexual activity, you think that's less intrusive?
I have to be sure of what she's doing so that she is not endangering herself. And more to the point, I think, endangering me by recreating her mother, acting like her mother, being her mother. I've already told you she stinks just like her mother with that perfume.
You've got an issue with this woman, okay?
I've never denied that I did.
Well, then don't put it off on this child. Let me go back to the lady that was hanging on. We have Elisa. Go ahead, Elisa. You're back here with Dean Wheeler. Elisa? Not there anymore? Let's go to Ingrid. Ingrid, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a couple things that I'm very interested to say. First of all, it's mandated...
Just say to the lady, hi, Ingrid, this is Dean Wheeler. I wanted to acknowledge...
First of all, I'm a nurse. I work for DOC.
How are you?
I've done this for quite some time. I'm a little up in... You got the hair on the back of my neck ruffled. First of all, you need to be pointing your finger at men as well, the men that are running around gallivanting. And another thing,
right.
Women, now, daughter or not, young girls, legally, at least in the state of Washington, if they have consensual sex at the age of 13, they can legally have it if the person is under 16, legally. And if you were caught watching her taking photographs, it's mandated you can be reported to the community officer, compliance office, because that's...
My understanding, first of all, I'm in the state of California.
And does not matter.
My understanding is I'm allowed to take photographs from the waist down.
Hold on, you got to listen to... Wait, Ingrid, you got to hold on and at least give the man a chance to respond. Go ahead.
Oh,
right.
Forget it. She doesn't want to listen. You know why? She hates men.
Oh, no,
well, that's
I don't.
A little...
No, you do.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, you would have
I totally love you.
You would have let me talk. You hate men.
Dean, say what you wanted to say. Say what you wanted to say.
See how she laughs? That's what a woman does. Well, I won't say it. Hear the laugh?
I'm here.
That's what a woman does when a man unbuttons his pants and drops them to the floor.
That's exactly what I hear men see and say and do every single
what?
Day. It's disrespecting their privacy. That is reportable in itself.
Are you telling me that other men are looking at their daughters through the crack in a door, and you're not reporting them? but you're going to report me.
I'm not in that
position.
That's
sick. That's
yes,
sick.
Yes, it is sick. Yes, it is sick.
It's sick that you're not reporting it.
If I caught my brother-in-law doing that with my niece, I would do it. But my brother-in-law doesn't do that.
That's what I meant by monkey see, monkey do. If you saw your brother-in-law doing it, then you'd do it too. And that's what has to end.
No, yes. She didn't say that. She said she'd report her brother-in-law if she saw him.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah,
she said she'd
definitely.
Do it. But my
more,
point is this.
The more you give your daughter reason to distrust you, the more distance there's going to be. And she's going to end up despising you and not wanting to talk to you.
I don't want her to despise me, but I certainly don't want her to stink the way her mother stunk.
But you know
what? Why don't you take it easy, man?
It's going to happen. My mom died when I was 6. If I had something that smelled like her, didn't matter what it was, I would be thrilled to have it. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
Well, let me ask you this then. How about if we just go down to where your mother's buried, open the coffin, and get a good whiff? Are you going to want to keep that?
Oh, that is unbelievable.
Well, you're not listening to me.
Are you telling me that your daughter smells like a dead body when she walks into the house?
That's what that perfume smells like to me, yeah. Now, I'm not going to punish my daughter for that. You're absolutely right. But I thought the state of California said very clearly that you can take photographs of your underage daughter in the bathroom if they are health-related from the waist down.
No, I don't know anything of the sort. What are you doing with it? Well, I don't know. What is that supposed to mean? Are you giving them to a doctor or?
No, I'm not.
No.
What doctor?
That is totally illegal. You need to take her to the doctor. That is a violation of her privacy. I don't know how old she is. That doesn't matter.
All right, I'll tell you. She's 17.
That does not matter. That's where sexual abuse comes in.
I've never laid a hand on her. I've never laid a hand on her.
It does not matter. The matter is you're looking between the cracks. You're wanting pictures.
Well, I want to say that, Ingrid, you brought up the word crevice. I didn't. And that's where it begins to drift into a sexual area. I said crack in the door, and now you're talking about a crevice.
What's the difference?
Crevice in the door. Crack in the door.
No, dear. No, crack is acceptable. Crevice, now it sounds as if you're talking about a body part.
No, you're all wrong. You're all wet, man. You're way out there. And I think all of this has to do with your first wife, the hatred you have for that woman.
I don't hate anyone, Phil. No, I don't hate anyone.
Well, you are speaking of that woman as if there's great hatred to the point where you're punishing your daughter. Your daughter rolls her eyes when you ask her where she's going. She smells like, this lousy skank perfume.
Well, we have proposed, and I have. Let me ask both of you. Don't you think there should be a law limiting the number of sexual partners a 15-year-old girl has in one night?
You know what?
Well, now what do you...
You need to let go of your daughter. She's growing up.
Man,
she's at that age where they need to make their own decisions. They need to make their own mistakes, and they need to learn from their mistakes. They're going to do that. They're going to make mistakes.
Okay.
Ingrid,
thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I appreciate your call very much. We've got to take a break. Thank you. And I think that that was putting a capper on that. For you to start talking about...
neither one of you wanted to mention what I had just said, which is, don't you think... you don't even want to answer the question?
What are you asking me, man?
Don't you think that a 15-year-old girl should be legally limited to the number of partners she has in one night?
I think it's a completely asinine question. I think it's a completely asinine question that does not need an answer, does not need discussion. I think what we're talking about here, when you talk about an underage kid, that's exactly what you're talking about, a kid, a child, and we have to use different tools to communicate with a young person. We cannot come at them as if they're in a workhouse. We can't come at them as if they're in a squad room in a police department someplace. We have to talk to them as people in progress, you know, as people that are being created. And to say you need to have, you want to not smell your wife on this kid, and she rolls her eyes to the point where you see the whites of her eyes. All of these things sound as if you have a hostile relationship with your daughter.
Oh, man. The fact that you won't even address the question.
It's a stupid question that I will not address. No. 877-876-7445. We've got one more segment here with Dean Wheeler as we talk about the big controversy this week over the use of the word slut and women who use contraception. Are they sluts? Dean Wheeler believes that women have the right to contraception, but yes, they still act like sluts, including his daughter and his ex-wife. 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back. Here we have Dean Wheeler, and we're going to get right to our phone calls now because we've been I've been spending an awful lot of sort of what I call gas bagging time, sort of setting things up. Dean is on the line with us. Dean, I'm just going to get right to our phone calls, and we have Brad calling us from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, hey, Phil, this gentleman that you've got on the phone, your name's Dean?
Yeah, hi, I'm Dean Wheeler.
Okay. I heard you say that you would look through the bathroom door, you would look at your daughter as she's going to the bathroom. Did you say that?
I said if I had to look...
Didn't you say that you'd watch her go to the bathroom?
I said if I had to see if she was trying to secrete something.
Well, what does that mean, secrete something?
Hide something.
Okay. One time when I was working in a bus terminal in New York, and I saw a guy, when I used the toilet, and the boy, not the guy that cleans up, says, watch out, because this guy comes every, like Friday morning at 5 a.m. He's always peeking through the toilet stall. I'm sitting on the toilet stall. I saw a guy looking through the crack, okay?
Well, was he looking through the crack to see if there was a health issue with you?
No, I didn't even know the guy. You understand? I didn't know him.
All right.
And I saw this guy. I got done, I opened up the door, and I beat this guy pretty bad.
You assaulted him?
Yes, I assaulted him, and the reason why I did is because they told me this guy every morning, Friday morning would come in, and he'd look through the crack of the door. I beat this guy up bad, and I left him there. And if I saw you staring at my daughter...
Why would I be staring at your daughter?
Fine. Well, but if I saw you staring at a little girl, even if it was your daughter, I would want to beat you up.
Well, I can assure you that I'm not some pervert in a...
Now, you sound like a pervert to me.
I'm not a pervert in a New York bus terminal.
Well, what does that mean?
It means if you want to step to me, you're going to have a whole menu of issues to deal with.
What is that supposed to mean, sir? You know.
Well, I could tell you, or I could just show you.
Oh, you can tell me, or you can show me. Let me just say something to you, sir.
Well, you're the one that said that you beat up a man who was looking in on your health.
He wasn't looking in on my health.
He's talking about a pervert, some guy that's staring through the toilet stalls in a bus station.
I that's not what I understood him to say.
That's exactly what I said, sir. I said a guy. I was warned that a guy comes in there on Friday mornings at 5 a.m. because I was working tickets. I was a ticket taker, and I was also a driver at that time for Tramway. And so when this guy come in, I saw him. I beat him up. You're telling me that this guy's looking through bathroom stalls because he wants to make sure what?
Well, it could be an issue where he's looking to make sure that you are not having problems with a bodily function. I don't know.
Why would some stranger be in a bus terminal looking in on something like that?
Yeah, that's perverted. And that's what I'm talking about. I heard other people say, too.
All right, thank you very much. That's Brad. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking to Dean Wheeler. Let's go over to another phone call. On the line here, we've got Crystal, I think it is. Hey, Crystal, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, and welcome, and go ahead.
Hi. Well, you know, I think all these people are crazy. I mean, you know, anybody looking in on somebody in the crack of a door, that is not right.
I think
right.
So.
If you're worried about somebody having a secretion or anything, you ask them. You have another woman, or take them to the doctor. You don't look in.
The other man said that there was a man peeking through a bathroom, through the bathroom stalls at the New York bus terminal, and that
right.
He beat the man up. He beat him up.
Yeah.
Well, I would have beat. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
I don't see anything wrong with him beating him up. If he's bathroom stall.
This is some weird ass that this guy was working at the bus terminal, and he knew the guy was coming in and looking through the bathroom stalls at people.
But I think violence, resorting to violence, because someone is trying to look out for your health. If you, Crystal, I'm not saying...
For what? Why would you be looking in at the stall at me? No, you're not looking after my health. You're being a pervert. And he deserved to have his butt beat.
His butt kicked, yeah.
Yes.
Well, can we get back to the issue at hand, which is my daughter? And
well, it's the same thing.
Well, hold on for a minute. I want to meet the guy that's going to kick my ass because I'm looking at my own daughter through the crack in a bathroom door.
No, I disagree with that.
Dean, you're asking for trouble. You've heard numerous callers.
I'm trying to make sure that my daughter doesn't wind up like the woman that had her, and that is a heroin addict.
I don't know how her father, staring at her through the crack of a door, is going to keep her off of heroin. If anything, it'll get her on heroin sooner.
Oh, boy.
Right.
That is so unfair.
No, it is unfair. It is
Why?
Fair. If you're peeking in the door at your daughter,
yeah,
that's ridiculous. You don't peek in the door at your daughter. I mean, if my father ever peeked in the door at me... I would absolutely bust the door down on my own father and beat my own father down. I would tell him he'd lost his mind and what are you doing?
Even if he was an elderly man, let's say you're now a woman. I'm assuming that you're a woman with your own life and you live on your own. And if your father were alive, is your father alive?
Yes.
All right, what if he came to visit you? And there he is, an elderly man, peeking through the crack in the door to make sure you're okay. You'd beat him up.
No, now I would say, Dad, what are you doing? Why are you peeking through the door? And then
that's not what you said. You said you'd beat him up.
Well, now...
Well, you're going to assume now, at the man's age now, that he's senile, or maybe he's... Yeah, you have to make certain assumptions before
I would think that he had lost his mind. But as a younger person, if he would have done that, yes, I would have come through fighting.
Well, I hope you understand, Mr. Hendry, that what you've done tonight is you have solicited from your listeners expressions of violence... And
Dean, what you've said tonight about peeking through a crack in the door at your own daughter, getting a photograph of her in a sexual activity, getting a photograph of her while she's on the toilet, and you're saying that this is all a part of a health regimen or otherwise a way of it's wrong. If you really believe it, it's wrong. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You need to go to a psychologist.
No, I'm not going to talk about the thing that gave birth to my daughter. I won't talk about it.
You're going to have to deal with it, man, because there's a big wall there. You call her the thing that gave birth to my daughter. You don't even express the woman as a person.
You know, I like how I'm doing all my talking to you, and the callers just get to slide. They get to just kind of carry in like pilot fish.
I'm not hearing all. My mouth is... I'm trying to pick my chin up off the floor. I really am.
So there you are with your mouth... Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If you're sitting there with your mouth wide open, and your father walks by and says to you, "Why is your mouth hanging open like that? It makes you look like a slut." What would you say?
I would say, "Have you lost your mind?"
Yeah. What are you talking about? Is what she'd say.
He would never say that.
Okay.
He would never say that for one. Never.
Thank you, Miss Hendry. Thank you very much, Miss Hendry.
What's Miss Hendry?
Because I was asking the caller. I wasn't asking you. But thank you, Mrs. Hendry.
My father would never say that for one. Never.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your call. Good call, Crystal. Great talking to you tonight. We're going to move on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The sins of the mother visited on the daughter, and the father is having a hard time dealing with his own daughter. He thinks she's sexually promiscuous. He thinks she's a slut, even though he's a liberal and in favor of President Obama's health policy. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, man, look at that. That's on TV right now. Phil. She's blonde and wearing an orange. Yeah.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Live every night from the El Pacifico, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and we're live on Phil TV and HD as well. If you have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show Network, which is philhenryshow.com, you can watch Phil TV and HD. You can look at our high-definition video cast of the show. And when that Apple TV gets rolling around sometime summertime, we're going to be ready for the streaming media for Apple products, and we will be on your Apple TV, which means we ain't going to be on your laptop anymore. We're not going to be on your MacBook anymore. We're not going to be in your iPad anymore. We're going to be in the living room on your home TV set. So get a backstage pass and join us here at philhenryshow.com. Now, Dean Wheeler joining us from the Northern California Holistic Center as we continue talking about the health, reproductive health of women. But we've been talking here, Dean, about your daughter and whether she is sexually promiscuous to the point of really, you know, reminding you of her mother. Our number is 877-876-7445. Here is Lisa. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dean Wheeler.
Go ahead, Lisa. I can't help but think, and I'm sorry, Dean, but it just seems so perverted. It just seems so not acceptable what you're doing. And, you know, earlier you mentioned that you had gotten custody.
You've never been a single father. I'm a single father.
No, you're not. You've got a wife.
She's a stepmother. She's not a real mother.
Oh, stepmothers are real.
Stepmothers are, huh? No, I don't think they are real. You do?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am one.
You am one?
Stepmothers are real, yes.
Well, I know you're real. I didn't mean to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say
you're... I mean, I just don't think...
They
do play a part in their lives.
Well, yeah, but what kind of a part? I worry because I have a son. I love my wife, Emeralda, and she's much younger than I am.
Don't even go there, man.
Yeah. What?
Don't even go where I think you're going.
Oh, here we go. Now you're going to anticipate it.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm doing now. Now I have to anticipate you. If you're going to tell me that your wife, Emeralda, and your son...
Well, it's possible. Didn't you tell me you had a stepmother once, and she had the biggest parrot?
Yeah, you know, can you, do we have to talk about that on the air right now? Do you mind?
Well, that's a whole other show, and I'd love to be a part
no
of it.
No kidding. No kidding.
Oh, boy, you are such a hypocrite, Mr. Henry, and I think that this is the problem with the media. The hypocrisy. Just the hypocrisy that comes oozing out of my radio. You, Limbaugh, all of you. You make me sick.
Whoa.
Sick to my stomach.
Well, you're not... You're doing a pretty good trick on it, too, yourself. You're adding to it.
Well, ma'am, I have to tell you something. If the radio listening audience was a certain body part, Mr. Henry is a fist.
You've got a mind in the sewer. And
I've got a mind in the sewer. I'm trying to protect my daughter.
No, you're not protecting anything with this.
No,
taking.
Not.
Well, how do you figure out? Because I'm taking pictures? Because I'm being innovative? Because I'm looking to get proof that she's not... Yes, innovative.
You are going against everything in the book. That is...
Well, ma'am, I don't...
What book are you talking about? Listen, I'm sorry, but you know, you said you got custody. Boy.
Yes.
You can lose it real quick this way.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a lateral lisp?
You tell the courts that you're peeking in on her.
Her mother was a heroin addict. Now I took custody of that child to make sure that.
You know, you can't even separate the two. I mean, I can
separate this much, that I don't want my daughter to be a loused up, scabby junkie, or worse yet,
you're
a face of meth.
You're pushing in that direction, boy. You're going to get
her
there
fast. My daughter is a beautiful young girl, and she doesn't have a kisser on her like she's been doing meth for the last 6 months.
You keep up what you're doing, she's not going to be. You're going
to. I'd like to ask you a question. Do you have your own teeth? Because this is what it sounds like. I guess you should say.
What a jackass you are, Dean.
What?
Making fun of people. You know, I got to tell you, I agree with this lady. How you got custody of that kid is beyond me.
I just asked the lady if she had her own teeth.
You're an insulting and a very impolite man.
I can't help you hear my telephone.
I can hear you going like this. You know, the something in your sinking. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I apologize.
No, it does not, Lisa. Lisa, you sound perfectly fine. It doesn't sound like that at all. I think he's trying to just deflect more criticism. Thank you for your call, though. Let's go over to Tammy here on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Tammy.
I think he's sick. He needs his ass kicked.
Oh, boy, I'd love to meet the Marine Corps unit. You know, you and what army? Are you kidding? I'm trying to save
my daughter. No, I'm not kidding. For you to look in on your daughter, that is sickening. I'm a daughter. I have a father.
You're a father? That's a new one.
I'm a daughter. I have a father. And if he was to ever look at me that way, that is
how old are you? Are you
sick?
Well, first of all, why are you still living at home?
I don't live at home. I'm just saying, when I did live at home, my daddy didn't do that. There's other ways to check on your daughter.
How old were you when you moved out?
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry, if you don't mind.
Have you ever heard of Facebook? Maybe check her Facebook or something. You ain't got to see her naked. You ain't got to take nasty pictures of her. Check her phone. Check her messages. I mean, listen in on phone
calls. I don't like the term Facebook. I don't like what that indicates.
But no, what she's saying is the child may have a Facebook account, and you can take a look.
You think that there's going to be pictures of her there? Putting a tampon in? I don't think so.
What do you need to see that for? That's what we're asking. Why do you need to see that?
I've got to make sure that she's...
Do you have cameras in your toilet, too?
Yes. I've got an array that I put in. Why? Is that unusual?
Yes, that's unusual.
Excuse me, but I need to have security.
Are you telling me... Hold on for a minute. I want to know. Do you have toilets? Do you have...
Do we have toilets in our bathroom? Yes, we do.
Wow.
No. Do you have cameras in your bathroom?
You said plural cameras? No.
Do you have a camera in your bathroom?
Technically.
Do you have a camera in your bathroom?
Yes, we do. Of course
we
do.
You have a camera in her bedroom?
You
need help.
Of course we do. This is every modern home has to have a camera somewhere near a toilet. I don't care how close.
No, my house, we have a camera outside to see who's coming in.
Yes, of course you do, and that's smart. But also, nowadays, I don't know, where have you two people been? Nowadays, you've got to have a camera positioned somewhere within 20 feet of a toilet. You must.
That is sickening. That is your private space.
I understand that, but there are more things going on in bathrooms today.
And this is your daughter. Where's her mother?
Her mother, the thing that gave birth to her, I don't know where it is.
She would be better off with a heroin head than a pervert like you.
With a heroin? You mean H-E-R-O-I-N-E? That's not what her mother was. Her mother was a heroin addict.
Okay. Dean, I have very little respect for you, Dean, because you refer to her as the thing that gave birth to my daughter. I think that is just, I don't care if she was a heroin addict. That's a disrespectful thing. Number two, I can tell you.
What?
I think she'd be better off with her mother than a pervert.
With a drug addict? Well, that shows the quality of woman that you are. Excuse me for saying that, Tammy, but if you think my daughter'd be better off with a heroin addict than with her own father, who keeps very prudently a camera positioned within 10 meters of the toilet.
You are sick.
Why do you have a camera within 10 meters of a toilet?
The things that are going on in bathrooms today, one of the problems we have with the world is that we've got all kinds of things taking place in bathrooms, all kinds of deals being cut.
In your personal bathroom.
I don't know what's going on in that bathroom when I'm not there, and my daughter's home with one of her 15 boyfriends.
Dean, pick the phone up.
No, no, I'm not sick. I'm tired of being treated this way.
Dean, pick up the phone.
No. No, I'm not sick.
You're a pervert.
All right, both of you can go straight to the...
Okay, did he hang up?
Yeah.
He just yelled at you there. I appreciate your call, Tammy. I think you're a very sensible series of comments.
Everybody needs a woman's ass.
Well, that may come to that. There's no question about it that it may come to that. I appreciate your call very much. Thank you. And thank you all. Dean Wheeler, is he...
I'll try to get him back if you want.
Well, I don't need to get him back on the air. He sounds like a child. He screams some sort of obscenity there at the end. And overall was behaving in the most bizarre manner. I've never heard anybody say that the modern home must have a camera somewhere within 10 meters of your toilet. Now that I think of that, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Why do you think he said that?
I don't know why he said that. I have no idea why he said that. I couldn't even begin to guess. He said something about how... What'd he say, Robert?
He said he's got to have like a... there are all kinds of things going on. I took notes here. All kinds of things going on in a bathroom today.
Let me see those. Give me that.
All kinds of things going on in a bathroom today. You don't know the deals that are being cut and the conversation being had near a toilet. End quote.
That's bizarre. Unbelievable. We'll be back with more. Taking a break. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Next hour, news and information. And coming up after our show, but on Phil TV in HD. So we'll still be on our video cast, our Q&A, question and answer for this Friday night, Saturday morning. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, welcome back here, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL on the line with me, calling back Dean Wheeler. And it sounds to me like you're on the road, Dean, is that right?
Yeah, that is right. I'm traveling to Salt Lake City. We are headed to Salt Lake City for a seminar, and I had to get on the road, and I wanted this phone conversation and this interview on your broadcast, Mr. Hendry, which we were listening to as soon as we got in the car. We were able to pick it up. Out of Las Vegas, K-Don, and the things that you said to me, I don't know that I'll ever be able to forgive you. And
What were you listening to yourself?
Yes, I thought that was you, if it wasn't, all right, but it...
It couldn't have been you because you hung up on me.
I understand that, and my wife, Emeralda, told me. The point that I'm making, Phil, all right, if I made a mistake, I apologize.
Yeah, I think you might have made a mistake. You couldn't be listening to yourself being interviewed if you weren't on the radio with me.
I thought it was on tape.
No, it's not on tape. It's a live broadcast.
The point that I'm trying to make, if you'll allow me. Hello, Mr. Henry?
Yes, go ahead. Make it.
All right. The things that are happening near toilets these days and have been happening near toilets... for many, many years, are bizarre in the extreme. And if you don't believe me, have you ever heard the name Boy George? Have you heard that name?
Yes.
Okay, enough said. Have you ever heard...
What do you mean, enough said? Boy George got arrested in a public latrine. Okay.
Yeah.
So, is your daughter... getting involved in some antic in a public... I don't understand.
I'm just trying to tell you that things happen in public toilets. And I'm trying to tell you that as long as those things continue to happen in public toilets, they'll happen in private toilets. If Boy George or George Michaels or whatever that man's name was that was arrested in the Beverly Hills Park toilet, if those things happen to those guys, what could possibly happen to my daughter in my own private bathroom, in my own private house, living on a street where we only have elderly people and many of them have died? We are far removed from any city center.
All right, so in other words, your daughter, your family are not in any harm.
Not yet, no. Not yet.
877-876-PHIL is our number. You have a funny way of looking at things, Dean, is all I can tell you. Let's go to the phones now. Here is Bill calling from Denver. Hi, Bill. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Well, the very first thing that I would say to this man is agreement with you, Phil, that he needs to go to a doctor. He needs to talk to a professional. Why do you say that? Because the host of the show said that? No, because I'm saying that because I agree with the host of the show. No, because I'm saying that. That's what I mean about the monkey see, monkey do. There's no monkey see, monkey do. There's never been any monkey see, monkey do with me. I don't play that. When you say that because there is an incident of this homosexual behavior in bathrooms, and that somehow is related to your own daughter, I think you've got very serious problems. And that doesn't surprise me, you know, that you would think that because of the monkey see, monkey do. It's not monkey see. You seem to think that everything that I say or anybody says that is in agreement with the host of the show, you seem to think that means it's monkey see, monkey do. I say monkey see, monkey do. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you did say monkey see, monkey do.
No, I did. I said monkey see, monkey do. And that's not the same as monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do is more of a state of mind. No, you didn't say monkey see, monkey do. You said monkey see, monkey do. I think you are mentally disabled. I think you have very serious problems. I don't think anything you're saying on this broadcast tonight that I've been listening to makes any sense at all. I think you need a psychiatrist, and most likely you need to be put on medication. Oh, I see. And you're Doctor Who? Well, I'll tell you this. Doctor Who? No, I'm not Doctor Who. No, I meant, are you Doctor Who? Question, not the one that's on TV. I know that. Well, then what doctor are you? I'm not a doctor, but then you're not a security specialist, so why do you have a toilet cam? Oh, so you call it a toilet cam. It shows you have some professional experience with it? Maybe. Maybe I do, but I would never put it in my own bathroom, in my own home, so my own daughter, my own wife, women in my home could be compromised by it. And what does this monk see, monk do?
You didn't say anything like that, Dean. Monk see, monk do. One of the problems that I've had this evening is that you are not responsive to people when they say that you need a psychiatrist.
Wait a second. I'm not here, Mr. Hendry, to be cured by you and your fun little listeners here. I'm not Mr. Henry's fun little listener. I've been listening to this broadcast. I called in. You're one of Mr. Hendry's little fun group, one of the people that you give bumper stickers to or whatever you do. I'm not one of those people, and I'm not here to be probed and prodded. I'm not here to be poked and explored, to be looked at, to be told to bend over and grease up. Boy, you are sick.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that I'm here as an equal discussing these problems. Well, the problem is you think it's monkey see, monkey do, or monk see, monk do, however you want to say it, and it isn't. It's you saying ridiculous things with a toilet camera. I'm not saying what is he saying?
Okay, you know what? I'm going to let you go, Bill, okay?
No. You can't. You got to understand what...
877-876-PHIL here. We are with Dean Wheeler. The final few minutes. I can't continue to confuse people with a lot of your falderall here, Dean. But I will tell you this much. If you can find your way to a psychiatrist, it would really help.
Okay, so this is going to be the epilogue of this broadcast tonight. Dean Wheeler goes to a psychiatrist. Is that it?
I believe so. Because I think what's happening here...
No. You're not... This is not another one of these situations where Mr. Talk Show Host takes a guest, a liberal... You run me through the ringer. You run me through this gauntlet of your very weird listeners and some of these callers tonight who were talking through spit, who were talking through drool.
No, there was only one caller that you had called out. We had a great many people, most of them women, by the way, which I'm very happy to hear.
Oh, yeah, sure. I bet you had a lot of women calling. Once you screened through all the men, you put only the women on, so I had to deal with that.
No, we're talking to people that know something about the issue of women's health. Women. Now, I said, after listening to everything that you've said tonight, you sound like you need a doctor. You sound like you need a psychiatrist, not just any doctor, but a psychiatrist. As a matter of fact, do we have Dr. Sadler on the line, right?
No, I'm not talking to this guy, Sadler.
No, hold on. Dr. Sadler, you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay. Dr. Sadler, it's Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening to you. And
do you gentlemen know each other?
Oh, I know this guy. He's the one that put me on Adderall. He's the one that put me on Effexor. He's the one that got me on the beta blocker.
And how did you feel after I did that?
I felt good. Better than I'd ever felt in my life. Why?
Well, then, doesn't that indicate to you that I did some help, that I made it better for you?
Yeah, but I'm not able to have sex with my wife. All of the drugs you gave me kept me from suicide, kept me from wanting to strangle pets in the neighborhood, kept me from wanting to strangle that old lady that lived next door.
And your life is better.
My life is better, but I'm dysfunctional now. I have erectile dysfunction. So I'm happy. I enjoy my life. No sex. Gone. Disappeared.
Well, you know something? You got to give a little to live a little.
What?
You got to give a little to live a little.
You got to give a little to blib a little?
Live a little. I said, you got to give a little to live a little.
You got to give a little to live a little. Live a little.
No, you retard. You got to give a little to live a little.
All I'm hearing is you got to give a little.